of all the times we've been able to ascend in the last 52,000 years, this is the closest we've gotten right now.
Also von all den Malen, die wir kurz davor waren, aufzusteigen und es nicht geschafft haben, ist das jetzt die, wo wir es ja, schaffen?
Gerhard? Da ist schon wieder eine Banane.
Yeah, I'm eating right now.
Don't eat the banana. And the,
use that, this is the seventh time that we ascend now, or that we are having the attempt to ascend, and this time we are killing it, he said.
Yeah, which right. But the Galactics say don't blow it.
Yeah.
Really? Because if you do, you got to go to that other planet for 52,800 years.
Oh, God.
You know, that's I consider that a long time, but you know, I don't know. That's just me. So.
Also dieses Mal sollten wir es schaffen, sonst dürfen wir noch mal auf den anderen Planeten und das würden dann ja noch mal einige Jahre sein. Ich glaube, das will jetzt keiner von uns mehr so.
Yeah. Well, Tom, I think it's useful to how did you get started with this? I always like to ask people. You have an interesting story to tell. How did you get started? Were you in Were you in McDonald's one day having a happy meal and suddenly it came to you to do this? Or
then you met Ted and he also ate his McDonald's happy meal.
I've always been inspired by Jesus Christ and the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Okay.
Wow. They've given me the guidance, the wisdom.
Die Frage war jetzt an Tom, wie er denn dazu gekommen ist, was er heute tut. Und seine Antwort ist, dass er immer geführt wurde von Jesus und Maria, also dort hat er seine Inspiration herbekommen.
And I've always wanted to help mankind, and this is my humanitarian gesture to help people around the world. And I can't encourage people enough how simple and easy this is. All it takes is a photograph to receive a transmission of scalar energy. Send us your photos.
Ja. Also es ist so einfach. Er wollte der Menschheit schon immer helfen, und das ist jetzt sein Beitrag. Eben diese Apparate, diese Technik, diese wunderbare Art und Weise, auf so einfache Art und Weise zu helfen. Sendet das Foto, versucht es, probiert es aus, tut es, es ist kostenfrei. Und ich selber habe es probiert und es ist fantastisch. Es ist wirklich fantastisch.
Was hast du gespürt oder gemerkt? Kannst du da was sagen?
Ja, also man merkt es. He asked me, Tom, I did 2 weeks with you. I sent you my photo. It's
yes.
Weeks ago, month ago. I don't know when it was exactly, but I remember that I could feel it, that something was happening in my right. body, right. And also ich spürte es. Wie soll man das erklären? Es war einfach ein. Du merkst dieses, wenn es arbeitet in dir. Mm-hmm. Du merkst es auf dieser energetischen Ebene.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Many people report that. They sleep a very deep sleep. When you have your brain waves, your chakras balanced, you can sleep a very deep sleep. I don't know if you experienced that.
Also, I can't remember. I should take another session with you.
Yeah, send in your photograph again.
I will do it. Viele sagen, dass sie durch diese Behandlung eben sehr, sehr tief schlafen konnten, aufgrund dessen, dass eben diese Balance in den Körper kommt.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it people to get a deep sleep because their body is getting restructured, their DNA is getting restructured, I think.
Mm-hmm. And is it that you get more sensitive also?
Many people, yes, very good. Many people say their thinking is clearer, they're much more sensitive to
outside.
Yeah.
Also, was ich erinnere, dass man wirklich viel feinfühliger wird und anders wahrnimmt. Es ist wirklich ein Unterschied spürbar. Für die wirklich schon sehr sensibel sind, die merken das dann noch intensiver.
Ja.
Mhm. Ja. Nice. Can you heal disease?
Help.
Help.
Sorry, help.
Sorry.
With, for example, cancer or tumors or...
No, not cancer or tumors. Our specialty is germs, microbes.
Okay, also die, worum es hier geht, sind wirklich Keime, kleinste Mikroben, die Mikroben, ich sage das hoffentlich richtig,
yeah.
Bakterien. And will there be some day a way to kill cancer? Or?
I think so. That's something I'm going to work on. I have to ask God for the wisdom. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also die Frage Wait. Ist, ob irgendwann Krebs damit geheilt werden könnte. Und ja, er ist daran. Und,
Tom, you were directed, weren't you, by the Supreme Being and Jesus to do this work?
Yes.
Tell us a little
yes.
bit about that experience. You can share that on my show. It's fine.
Yeah, I received messages from Jesus and Mary, and they asked me to initiate this healing ministry. This is their healing ministry. It's not my healing mystery. Yes.
Wow. Also Tom erhält Botschaften von Jesus und Maria, und er hat da diese Heilung, diese Art der Heilung, kann ich ja Heilung von ihnen erhalten. So heilen sie, und er bringt sie in diese Welt zu uns. Wow. And you're the only person who got that information?
Yeah. To my understanding, because I'm the only one in the world with this type of technology, with this gift. So I don't know of anybody else, to be frank, I don't know of anybody else in the world that is doing this.
Wow.
Well, that's great.
Und es scheint so, als wäre Tom der Einzige, der das so tut. So we need a huge photo and everything of you to put it in every corner of every street in the world.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I want. And it's so simple.
Well, isn't
a photograph. It's so simple.
Isn't the main obstacle is money? Because the medical profession in the United States, anyway, was taken over by the Rockefellers in the 1920s. And before the 20s, a lot of homeopathy was used, natural herbs for different remedies. But in the 20s, from my understanding, Big Pharma was created by the Rockefellers for surgery and drugs to make money off people when they had health conditions. And now it's a huge business. You know, that's what I know. I don't know all the details, but that's what I know about it. So,
no, that's true. That's true. And this is why I want to reach out to people for free, because many people don't have the money, or they're intimidated, or they don't have a job anymore. So you have to make this very simple. And a photograph is simple, and a photograph is free.
Yeah. Also Tom bietet es wirklich kostenfrei an, gerade auch für die, die das Geld vielleicht jetzt gar nicht haben, die arbeitslos sind, die sich sonst gar nicht trauen würden, das zu tun. Und ich finde es großartig, was er hier tut und anbietet. It's amazing what you're doing, what you are offering. And are you well known in the United States with your work?
Yes, well known. But it's my fault. I want to get this out to Europe, and I've been negligent with Europe. So please help me get this work out in Europe.
Okay, he will.
India really needs help now, with a lot of people getting injured by the injectables, which is just so sad. It's totally unnecessary. How many people are you treating now in India, Tom, roughly?
On any given day, again, I receive collages of photographs like this. On any given day in India, I'm working with at least 500,000 people.
Really? Wow.
Every day. Also,
That's
arbeitet
great.
Jeden Tag mit ungefähr 500,000 Menschen allein aus Indien. Wow.
Yeah. That'll really help, I know, because India now is dealing with it's all induced by their program that they've been in. The virus is almost gone a couple months ago, and then the government in India stupidly did this program. And now it's shot up to like 400,000 cases, totally needless, wouldn't have happened at all if they hadn't gone into this stupid program. I don't know why. Who knows? You know, the guy in Seattle named Bill, who has the computer company, he was indicted by the Indian Supreme Court about 8 to 10 years ago for murdering children there with his shots. And they wanted, they had a manslaughter warrants out for him. I don't know whatever happened to that, but they wanted him. And today, if he steps in India, he'll be arrested, put in jail, executed for murdering children.
Yeah.
So I don't know why the Indian government now had that program going now in view of that past history, unless it's corrupt, and the government could be corrupt. I don't know all the details.
As you said before, it's also a big lesson on spirituality.
Yeah, that's true. Well, people, if people get spiritual, and they put their hand over their heart and they ask God and Jesus for help and the Galactics, they will get it. And the Pleiadians, they will get it. I know they will. I've already helped several people doing that already, mm-hmm. who've been injured by this program. And it does help,
yeah,
really help. Yeah. But they have to want it. If they think it's a bunch of nonsense and they think I'm crazy, they're not going to get the help they need, mm-hmm. which is fine. This is a free will planet. You know, people have to decide what they want to do. So,
Tom, have you actually worked with persons who were injured through this shot?
As far as the shot is concerned, I just don't have the background yet because the shot is brand new. But this is what I understand, and these are messages from Jesus and Mary, that these shots are going to have dire consequences in the future because this is an experimental molecule.
Right.
This is a man-made molecule, and there's no track record whatsoever. And the prophecies that I've heard from Jesus and Mary is that these shots will have long-term deleterious side effects, that these shots will prove to be harmful to us.
And also for people who didn't got a shot, will people affect people?
I have not received a shot. I'm not going to get a shot. I am healthy. Mm-hmm. I want people to do their homework. These shots are contaminated.
Yes.
Go ahead and interpret that.
Also wir reden gerade über die Impfung und ich fragte ihn, inwieweit da vielleicht schon mit Menschen gearbeitet hat, die aufgrund der Impfung geschädigt worden. Er hat seine Botschaften von Jesus und Maria, die ganz klar sagen, dass diese menschengemachten Impfung schädlich ist und auf lange Zeit schlimme Konsequenzen hat für die Menschheit, für diejenigen, die eben diese Impfung erhalten. Okay.
Yeah, there is a parallel here. The Gates Foundation went throughout India giving people shots, and the upshot was many people in India became sick from these shots.
Mm-hmm. Also auf die Bill Gates Foundation hat dafür nun gesorgt, dass in Indien viele, viele Menschen diese Impfungen erhalten haben und dadurch schlimme Folgeerscheinungen.
They not only got sick, they died. Thousands died.
Und viele, viele sterben. Also wir reden nicht nur von Indien, sondern weltweit auch. Mhm.
This is experimental. Nobody knows what's going to happen with these shots. It's a brand new approach.
Yeah,
I don't know why people don't just say that. It's new. There's no track record. It's never been done before.
Mhm. Also es ist etwas völlig Neues. Es ist ein Experiment, was hier an den Menschen durchgeführt wird. Es gibt dazu keine bisherigen Erfahrungen. Und keiner weiß letztendlich tatsächlich, was für uns auf lange Sicht bedeutet. Can these people who got the shot be dangerous for people who never got the shot?
Yes.
Do we have any information about that?
Indeed,
Yes, yes. Now, what have we heard? Well, this is a molecule. Okay, yeah. It's a man-made molecule, and it's believed it can pass from one person to another.
Also es ist ein Molekül, ein menschengemachtes Molekül, und es kann von einem Menschen zum anderen gelangen.
Right, through sex, through a blood transfusion, and possibly by drinking a common water vessel. It can be passed. Go ahead.
Also es kann tatsächlich übertragen werden von Mensch zu Mensch durch durch Sex, also Geschlechtsverkehr, durch Bluttransfusionen, durch ein Glas Wasser. Also through the air that you're breathing?
We don't know. We don't know.
Durch die Atemluft weiß man noch nicht. Mhm. Yeah. Oder über die Atemluft.
But suffice to say, these shots are unproven. So nobody can predict the future.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's watch and see what happens.
Okay. Also diese Impfungen, wie gesagt, wir wissen nicht, was kommt. Wir müssen schauen, was die Zukunft jetzt dahingehend bringt. Okay.
Yeah, right. Any new programs for the future you'll be instituting, Tom? I know you're busy, but...
You know, I, the day is coming that I think we can use scalar energy to create anti-gravity flying instruments. Scalar
really?
Energy controls gravity. So if you can control scalar energy, you can control gravity. And wow. Someday I would like to be able to overcome to control gravity through scalar energy.
Wow.
And I think that day is coming, Ted.
Wow. That's great.
Wow.
Yeah, there's so much you can do with it.
That means you're going to send me the ship that I'm waiting since years for. Just send yes. it to me and I jump on and...
that's one of my goals, anti-gravity with scalar energy.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Tom.
Yeah. Also was Tom gerade erzählt hat, ist, dass es geht um
Gravitation.
Das mit scalar energy Anti-Gravitation erschaffen werden kann oder beeinflusst werden kann, Gravitation generell damit ja, gearbeitet werden kann. Daran, ja. Da ist er gerade dran und da bin ich ja gespannt, was die Zukunft bringt. Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it's a technology like you've never seen before. This is why I've devoted my life to this. Scalar technology is going to change the world.
Also Skalartechnologie wird die Welt verändern und das ist das, woran er schon sein Leben lang arbeitet. Wow.
Yeah. Hey Tom,
I've heard it can also be used for negative purposes too. I know you only use it for positive, but I've heard that too for what it's worth. So
you can misuse anything. You're right.
Yeah,
correct.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tom, auf deiner Seite habe ich die Geräte gesehen. Hast du die selbst gebaut?
On your website, Gerhard found your machine.
Yes.
Did you build this machine yourself?
Yes. Yes. I have a very talented engineer that I work with. Yes. That's everything's custom built. Everything.
Also alles ist handgemacht und er hat es zusammen mit einem Ingenieur gebaut, den er sehr gut kennt.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But you got the information from Jesus how to build it and you just draw it down
correct.
And then
correct. All a locution all by way of this divine inspiration.
Also alle Informationen hat er von aus der göttlichen erhalten und hat es eben aufgezeichnet und dann nachgebaut.
Ich habe eine einfache Frage. Ich habe mich gerade angemeldet auf der Webseite und jetzt bekomme ich ein E-Mail und jetzt brauche ich eine Trial Number und ich habe keine. Woher finde ich das? Wo finde ich das?
He just uploaded his photo. He just
yes.
got an email and in this email they ask for a trial number.
Yeah, the trial number just says that we've acknowledged your photograph. As long as you upload your photograph, then that's it. That's all that it takes.
Okay, also wenn du das Foto hochgeladen hast, ist alles, was du machen musst.
Na,
das zeigt dir nur diese E-Mail, dass das Foto angekommen ist?
Nein, ich habe mich nur angemeldet, nur registriert. Ich habe noch kein Foto hochgeladen. Ich komme nicht weiter.
He hasn't uploaded his photo yet.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just
once you just include your email address, because we will keep in touch with you on a daily basis and educate you as to what we're doing. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Was?
Also,
no. Oh.
Du musst deine E-Mail-Adresse hinterlassen und dann wird er mit dir täglichst kommunizieren, was dann passiert in den nächsten Schritten.
Okay. Tell if I think it'd be okay to mention this on the show, but we have a mutual friend named Anui Nui in Seattle. And she had, do you think it's okay to mention this?
Yeah.
Okay. She had a little growth, what would you call it, in her?
She had a tumor growth in her mouth.
Right, right. And the doctors said nothing could be done. They said, go home, take two aspirin, drink a glass of water, and the bill is $250. Thanks very much. So she went to you and she, oh, I'm sorry, I'm talking a lot. Go ahead.
Also Sie sprechen gerade über eine Patientin, die einen Tumor im Mund hatte und zum Arzt gegangen ist und hat eben Aspirin verschrieben bekommen und dann die Rechnung von $250 und das war's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so then she went in your program and what happened then? I'll let you tell the story, Tom.
Und schließlich fand sie Tom und sein Programm.
And Nui Nui is my friend and she sent me her photograph, that's all. And over the course of 2 or 3 months, the tumor in her mouth, on the back of her mouth, started to shrink and shrink and shrink. Now it's gone. It's gone. And she was thinking about having it surgically removed, but with our sessions, that tumor shrank, and it no longer poses a threat to her.
Wow. Also, was passierte, dass sie mit, nachdem sie mit Tom, sie war befreundet mit Tom und hat sein Programm gemacht, und innerhalb von 2-3 Monaten verschwand dieser Tumor komplett, der sich im Mund befand, und nicht mal mehr eine Operation war notwendig.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's so amazing.
It works. And again, only by way of a photograph.
Right. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah. Also es funktioniert, und das nur mit Hilfe eines Fotos.
We've got about 5 minutes left, but I want to tell people, I've seen the pictures myself of people who've been helped through Tom's program, and that does work. There was one lady who had something called an incurable, what the doctors here can call it, an incurable skin disease, MRSA. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. MRSA. A bacterial skin infection. And we can work with that readily. That's easy to work with.
Right. And then it's gone. I've seen pictures where people, it's gone. How long does it take? It's full of process, I know, but a couple of months or 6 months?
Four months? It only takes one day, one session to break down a microbe, a germ.
I see.
Ein Tag, eine Anwendung, um eine Mikrobe auseinanderzubrechen, also zu trennen.
Mm-hmm. I see. So basically with Scalar, you're sending a blueprint, God's blueprint, if you will.
Yes.
So what the cells should look like.
Right.
Versus what they are doing. Right. And if they're not the right structure, then they break apart.
Correct. So what do I have? It's like a satellite. You might want to interpret that. Mm-hmm. I'm holding in my hand a cell phone. Mm-hmm. Okay, my cell phone receives information, okay? And that's what I do with photographs. I send information to the photograph.
Right.
Just like your cell phone receives information.
Right.
Das ist kann man sich vorstellen, Handy und Satellit. So wie ein Satellit Informationen ans Handy sendet, so sendet Tom über das Foto Informationen an die Person.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know that the mRNA and DNA alterations in the program worldwide does nothing good for people. But theoretically, your program should be able to, if you should be able to get people back to the originally what their cells should be like, rather than this weird Frankenstein changed cell structure. In theory,
that's correct. So. If you can reprogram a computer, then you should be able to reprogram a person by way of their photograph.
Exactly. Right. So you should be able to undo what the Frankenstein scientists have done. Right.
Yeah. Mention that to Saskia. Yeah. Let her interpret that.
Mm-hmm. Also was Tom tatsächlich machen kann mit dieser Skalarenergie ist, dass aufgrund der mRNA-Impfung die in den Zellkern gelangt und die DNA verändert, dass er das wieder umprogrammieren kann mit Hilfe seiner Scalar Energie. That's good to know. So people that wake up now and need help.
It's not hopeless. And not hopeless. There's a lot of help out there. Tom has a free program. Could you give us your website again, or how people can get a hold of you, Tom?
The website is scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com.
Yeah, also scalarlight, scalarlight.com. Bei mir über Firefox nicht zu öffnen, bitte mit einem anderen Browser noch probieren, falls es gibt.
Actually, I know that Pfizer employed 200 Chinese scientists in Shanghai, all of whom were Chinese Communist Party members, to make the their shot, the mRNA shot. They know what's in it. We don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the Chinese government loves us. So.
Mm-hmm. You know, we shouldn't look at them. We should look to our bright future.
That's right. I am. I'm just saying. Yeah. That's where it came from. So, but if we can break it apart, that's what we need to do.
It's so wonderful to know, Tom, that you can help humanity.
Right.
Yeah. Now that they really need that help.
Yeah.
Right. Gerhard, any questions for Tom?
Tom, I appreciate it. It's wonderful. Was mir besonders gut gefallen hat, ist, dass du von Mutter Maria und von Jesus Christus inspiriert bist. Was wir ja auch, wir haben ja unsere christlichen Wurzeln hier in Österreich auch.
What Gerhard really likes is that you get your information from Jesus and your inspirations coming from there.
From you a have divine, divine source.
You have his telephone number, don't you?
He doesn't work that way.
Okay, just thought I'd ask. I was going to ask for it, but that's fine. Private number.
If you look at my website, I state clearly Jesus is the divine physician. Go ahead and interpret that.
Also, Jesus ist eigentlich der göttliche jenige, der da die Informationen an Tom weitergibt und woraus er sozusagen sein Wissen genommen hat, um diese Skala-Energie aber weiterzuentwickeln. So it would be wonderful, Tom, that you may be on our show, on Ted's show, once, at least once or maybe two times a month.
Sure.
People should know your work. It's important now that
we can do that. Sure. I'll talk to Tom about it.
Thank you. Please, I'd love it. And every time I present, I'll give you a new testimonial. I'll give you further examples of what I'm doing. So
okay.
That will only serve to further educate people and give people confidence.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Wonderful. Sure. Amazing. Woo,
great. So it's a good statement for the end.
I want to thank everyone so much. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit, listener-supported show. If you'd like to support our work, just go to www.outofthisworldradio.net. And for readings or, you know, get a copy of my my book, Messages from the Masters, just go to my other website, outofthisworldreadings.com. And for my shows, please go to, Gerhard, could you give out your website?
Yes, just give in planetsoul.eu and your name. You find it.
Find me there. All my shows are there with Gerhard. And I want to thank you all so much for listening today, and Tom and Saskia and Gerhard for all your wonderful help. Together, I know if we work together, we can create a much better and happier world.
Mm.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
So, and here comes the water
thank song. You, Saskia, thanks for the translation.
Tom. Of course, Tom. Thank you.
God bless Europe. Wow.
Thank you.
You too.
God bless the whole
the world. The world. God bless the world. That's absolutely.
That's Mar on
you,
Radio Soul.
Thank you for your wonderful work.
Bye bye.
See you in a couple weeks.
Bye, Gary. Okay.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Oh, and our next show, we can go on. Well, I'll send you a note in a couple of weeks. We'll figure out a time. Maybe.
2 weeks.
Okay. 5 weeks. Okay. Hikari no kawa o koete. どこから
Radio Soul, the all-in-one solution for entertainment.